Hello, and welcome to the March 2024 Variant Perception Big Picture Call. This is our second big picture call since our new cadence began. So with that, we can jump right into it. Tien, we recently put out our macro snapshot for the month. The continuation of themes from LIW in February. We put out election thematic risk report last month as well. What's top of mind for you? What jumps out is the biggest big picture things that you're thinking about?
I think the three key new ideas we put at the top of the snapshot report, right? I think one is we are noticing a lot more leading growth inputs globally, continuing to rebound, and that's typically pretty correlated to commodity prices. So I think we flagged how cyclical and structural elements are aligning a lot more for commodities. So it's like a pretty bullish commodity kind of setup. So I think that was like the one big new thing. The second one was really increasingly our tools on equity and sectors of really taking us down to kind of the electronic components and instruments, right? That sector in terms of all the capital cycle models, all the crowding, what's coming to the top of the single stock explorer. And I think, we've kind of touched on it a little bit in like a few of the reports since the start of the year, but like it's really, really interesting that just persistent push towards that area. So I think, electronic components and, ultimately these are a key part of like whether you want to talk about renewable transition, EVs and things like that, right? Obviously, there might be specific winners and losers, but I think that's very interesting. And then like I guess for me, well, the third thing in the report was the inventory cycle and how, I think going back to September last year when we wrote the kind of surgical stock short bullwhip report, like that has actually played out somewhat. I think we were really skeptical that the ISM new orders inventory rebound at the time was real, mainly because we thought some of the bullwhip inventory distortion had not yet fully played out. So we had laid out the critical kind of data to watch was the customer inventory relative to the manufacturing inventory gap, and it's that gap that actually gives you a sense that the inventory cycle is truly over, and that's basically now closed over the last couple of ISM reports. And it's kind of so that kind of suggests now the underlying kind of new orders to inventory ratio rebound, it might be more real. And it also explains why the headline ISM has consistently been below 50 for the last 6 months, right? But going forward, it might start to shift. And so even if you look at the names we picked out from that report, I was just looking at it before I got on the call. I mean, it's been actually really good, even the baskets. Like in terms of the outperformance of the long and the shorts we picked out on this bullwhip thesis. So I think from here there's going to be more room to go, right? In terms of the, again, just looking at, the names that have had persistent profit warnings, disappointed, where people got too excited for like an inventory rebuild too early, but ultimately the cycle is coming, right? That's kind of what it feels like. So I think those were the three kind of main cyclical things that were kind of new ideas, I think, right? So inventory cycle bottoming turning up, that ties into some European cyclicals, European chemicals and the like, which is are quite aligned to it. The second one was electronic components, right? Really good alignment of kind of the capital cycle with the crowding stuff. And then yeah, the alignment for commodities. So those are probably like the three big new kind of things.
Yeah, within the inventory cycle rebuild, we've written a lot about obviously fiscal has been a big theme for us. Is this inventory data that we've seen come out, do you view it as an additional upside risk to inflation? Because I think that's still the biggest question to the U.S. growth narrative. It does inflation come back? We've been tracking, like you said, we've been tracking the customers, the manufacturing inventories ratio, et cetera, since last fall. And now that that's finally turning, is that another inflation upside risk, or how do you view it in the context, in that context?
Yeah, I think the short answer is yes, but right, and I think this comes back a little bit to the positioning coming into the year and the kind of key divergence. So, if we rewind a little bit to the start of the year, it just felt like we priced way too many cuts at the Fed. Obviously we talked about shorting software and all these kind of, and this basically already happened and it's played out. The market's taken out a bunch of the cuts. We've already re-rated somewhat. So I feel like, even though the like inflation is more of a story right now.